You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friends, welcome back to Points to Paradise. Always excited to have you here. I have been working so hard behind the scenes on something that is brand new coming out to you guys soon, and I am literally so excited for it. I am literally pouring everything I have into this. I'm hoping to have it out by July, but I've just been getting so many messages from you guys saying, this is where I'm at, this is how I'm feeling, I have these questions, and they're all over the place, but a lot of them are very similar. And I wanted to create a place where I could accommodate every single person, from the person who's like, what the heck is Travel Points? Like, where do I even start? To the person that's like, I have 500,000 points all over the board and I have no idea how to even book a vacation. I wanted all of those people in the same room, because we all have the same goal of traveling more, having more freedom, having more abundance in our life. And I wanted to create that space that could help every single person. And so I finally have figured out what that looks like. And I'm working really hard, like I said, to put it together, trying to get it out by July. We'll see. It's really hard, you know, with a toddler at home, especially recording things, because a lot of it is recorded videos and stuff and uploading. But I cannot wait to share more with you. Stay tuned. It is going to be everything that you've ever wanted. But today we're talking about a deep dive into the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, okay? And there is a reason for this. So the number one episode on this podcast, hands down, is the deep dive into the Capital One Venture X. If you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back and listen. I don't know what episode number it was, but that is the most popular one. And the Capital One Venture X card for quite some time now has been the standing premium card out there, I would say, in my opinion, for being the higher premium card that you pay a little higher annual fee for, and the top card for lounge access. If you have not heard, that card is losing lounge access for guests. So the card holder will still have access to priority lounges, but there will no longer be free guests. And you used to get free guests with that card. And so lots of changes. Everyone's freaking out. Is that card worth it? What do I do now? And I totally understand where they're coming from. The lounges were starting to get really overcrowded. People were bringing in their whole families. There was lots of wait times. They were overcrowded. It just didn't feel like the premium luxury lounge anymore. And so they needed to do something about it. So that's kind of where it came from. So now people are asking, okay, well, which card is worth it for lounge access? Because Capital One Venture X really isn't the leading one anymore. And so I'm going to do a deep dive on this. I'll probably do a deep dive on the American Express Platinum card as well. But I wanted to talk about this one first, because if you are new here or don't know, Chase is my favorite bank, hands down. And so I love Chase points. And so I think this is a great card that might take the new premium spot of the Capital One Venture X. And so I wanted to dive into what this card has, what it offers, if you should have it in your wallet. These changes won't be coming until February. I forget the exact date, but it'll be February 26th. So you still have time to utilize your Capital One Venture X. Don't go close your card or anything. If you don't have that card in your wallet, you might even want to grab it and start utilizing it now. until next year because you have several months to utilize those benefits. But this might be something that you're looking at opening up in 2026. Okay, so first, I just want to state that, again, if you're new around here and you don't know, the card that I recommend people start with and that I really think every single person should have in their wallet is the is the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. So there's the Preferred and then there is the Reserve. So the Preferred is a lower annual fee, $95, great entry level card, great way to get some Chase points. And then the higher tiered card, which is going to be this Reserve card, which has a $550 annual fee, so a much higher annual fee. This is the Premier card. You can't hold both cards in your wallet. It has to be one or the other. And you can only get the sign-up bonus on either one of these cards every 48 months or every 4 years. So that's something to know. So if you just opened up a Chase Sapphire Preferred card, let's just say a year ago, and you're like, oh, great, I want to open this one, you're not going to be eligible for that sign-up bonus until that four-year mark hits because you just got it from the Preferred. So it's on a sign-up bonus from either one of these cards, the Preferred or the Reserve. So that is something to note. So you don't want to open up this card until it's been 48 months. You would then, let's say if you had the Preferred card open, you would then close that card and then apply for this card shortly after that to get the sign-up bonus. If you don't want to have this card, like the Preferred card, and then just ask to be bumped up to this one, you want to actually open up an application so that you get that sign-up bonus. The sign-up bonus on this card is right now 60,000 points when you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months of opening it. So a pretty, I would say, easy sign-up bonus for most people to hit within 3 months, and 60,000 Chase points is great. That's the exact same offer that the Chase Sapphire Preferred card has. So you will start out with 60,000 Chase points. So we have a $550 annual fee. Like I said, this is more of a Premier card, but automatically with this card, you're going to get a $300 travel credit. So that's automatically going to bump $300 off of this annual fee, and you're going to knock it down to $250. So that's kind of how I play this in my head. I like add up all of the things that I'm going to use, take that off the annual fee, and then if it makes sense to have that high annual fee, but when you really look at it and you're paying like $0, it totally makes sense having that card in your wallet. So that's kind of how you think about it. This $300 annual credit is great in my opinion, because a lot of the travel credits that you get with these cards, you have to go redeem them into the travel portal, which I don't like. This, you actually can just use the card to buy the thing, and if it codes as travel, it'll automatically take it off of your statement. So as long as it codes for travel, this could be like luggage, Airbnbs, hotel fees, airline fees, checking bags, like any of those things that would code as travel. There's quite a bit of list. You can kind of just Google and say like, would this code as travel under Chase Sapphire Reserve? So you get $300 right away. So I think that's a great use of it, especially if like you just wanted to stay at a hotel one night and it would just be comped. It'd be a great way. Like if it was a hotel that wasn't part of a brand or something, like for example, me and my husband just had our anniversary and we stayed in our small town of Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. We stayed at like a hot spring resort and it was $300 and we didn't know how to use points for it. And that would have been a great way to use it. Just put it on the card and then it would have been erased. So that's just an example. This card is going to give you the priority pass. So that's like the number one thing everyone's talking about is getting these lounge accesses. So the priority pass is going to give you lounge access to all of these lounges that are covered under the priority pass. I forget how many, it's like over 1200 lounges worldwide. And then it gives it to you and to two guests. So for like me, who I have my husband and my daughter, it's perfect for us. For bigger families, you might want to look at other options, but I think this is a great way to get two free guests into the lounge with this card. So I really do think that the Chase Sapphire Reserve is going to kind of be the top competing card out there now for lounge access. Like I said, I'll dive into the American Express Platinum one on another episode. but that one's a higher annual fee. And so I really think that this card, especially just being a chase card and I loving chase points, that this is going to be a really good contender and something that you might want to have in your wallet if you're looking for lounge access. All right, next up, it's going to give you a DoorDash subscription for the year free, and then you're also going to get a $5 a month credit every month for DoorDash stuff. So if you are someone who uses DoorDash, you can add that and factor that in to your annual fee as like a reduction along with that $300 annual travel credit. For someone like me who lives in the middle of nowhere on a ranch, we have no such thing as DoorDash, so I'm literally never going to use that, so that doesn't apply to me. But take what you would use and add that up. The next one that's just a really great one is TSA PreCheck or Global Entry. It's going to reimburse you that $120 application fee for you to get that. So again, there's another $120 that you're probably going to use if you're someone who travels a lot and wants that. You're also going to get all kinds of other perks like primary rental car insurance, trip cancellation and delay coverage, lost luggage reimbursement, all of these different protections. So if you are booking a flight and obviously using points, you're just going to have to pay the taxes and fees. So like if you had a Southwest flight and the taxes are $5.60 a person one way, you're just going to use this card to pay those taxes, use your points. And because you put the taxes on, you're automatically going to be covered on that flight with this card. So if your trip gets canceled or delayed, you can get up to $500 per person per trip automatically just by putting the taxes on it. So it's a no-brainer. Definitely make sure, and I might even do a whole podcast episode on this, make sure when you are when you're paying your taxes for your flights, make sure you're using a credit card that's going to cover you. There's a lot of credit cards out there that aren't going to cover you or give you this kind of insurance. So if your trip gets delayed or canceled or your luggage is lost, you have absolutely no protection. So when you're paying that small fee of just like $11.20 on your flights, make sure you know that you're using the right card to cover that. If you were to lose your luggage with this card, you could be reimbursed up to $3,000 per trip for the things that were in your suitcase that you lost. There's tons of protections with this card, which is just really like another reason why I think that the $550 annual fee, when you first look at it, you're like, oh my goodness. And I know the Capital One Venture X card was a lower annual fee. But when you add everything up and you think of all the things that you're going to be using, let alone just the sign-up bonus, 60,000 points is easily worth $1,000 when you transfer them out to the right partners. You already have $1,000 worth of free travel, plus you have a $300 annual credit, plus you have TSA, plus you have lounge access. Like there's all of these things that really kind of make this card a no-brainer. So that's pretty much everything that you need to know on the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. If you are one of those Capital One Venture X people who have lounge access like me, I haven't quite thought about it too much because I'm more of a last minute person. So I'll think about this more towards 2026, but I'll probably end up getting rid of my Capital One Venture X card and getting this Chase Sapphire Reserve card. I have the preferred card. I've had it for 4 years now, so I could easily close it out and then open up this card and get the sign-up bonus. So that will probably be my strategy going forward. There's a few options out there, but I really think that this card is going to become more popular. People are going to have this card in their wallet. You also get access to the Chase lounges. There's a few of those out there on top of that priority pass, but this really is one of those premier cards that I think is going to start being in more people's wallets. And is going to be talked about more instead of just the Chase Sapphire preferred card, which everyone talks about that one all of the time. I think most people would say that every beginner travel points person should have that card. And now people might start talking about putting this one in your wallet too, because if you get that preferred card, then you're having to wait 4 years to get the sign-up bonus on this card as well. So everybody's strategy might be changing a little bit. So if you have any questions on any of the stuff that I talked about, my DMs are always open. You can always email me, but you have time. Again, this is the Capital One Venture X stuff is not happening until February 2026. So you have time to start thinking about your strategy if you're someone who's looking for lounge access. So hope this was helpful, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.